This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, has the theme on their website that states, "Teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all." What better way to accomplish this than by providing students with the best possible learning facility? That's exactly what the Walther Library Expansion Project will offer its students. The library expansion will add 45,000 square feet of space to the current building, bringing the seminary's entire 175,000 volume collection under one roof. Construction began in 2009 and includes individual and group study rooms, an electronic classroom for instruction and retreat, and a pastoral workshop room. Reverend Dr. Robert Ruthemeyer is Professor of Pastoral Ministry Missions at Concordia. He's also the Director of Library and Information Services, and he explains why this expansion is necessary.
At the seminary, when it was moved here from Springfield, Illinois in 1976, moved out a relatively new building. And that was a 30,000 square foot building. And when the seminary was moved to the senior college campus here, it moved into a 15,000 square foot building. So for over a generation, the seminary has had the challenge of insufficient library space. And that's been an accreditation issue when you're running graduate level programs at the master's and doctoral level as we do.
This project has been a work in progress that involved extensive planning.
The actual groundbreaking was back in 2009. The project itself stretches all the way back to December of 2006, and about this time of year in 2007, when architectural designs were being brought forth from seven different architectural firms here in Fort Wayne.
Developing plans and construction is only part of the work, as funding a project of this size is also a huge task.
It is being funded entirely by private donations. There have been foundations, such as our Lutheran Foundation here in Fort Wayne, that have contributed to it, but all the big gifts, as well as the small gifts, have been from donors across the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Once the plans and finances were lined out, the construction phase of the project began.
The library became a phased project because of the cost and because we wanted to be good stewards of the money that had been raised throughout Synod to fund the startup for it. And so we agreed that we would build out the entire infrastructure and enclose it with all of its heating and ventilating to protect our investment. And then of that new 45,000 square feet, build out the first 25,000 square feet for use, which we've moved into and have begun using over the last year, as we've also begun a campaign to take this to its end, to finish out the existing 20,000 square feet in the new, and then to go back and to renovate the 15,000 square feet of our historic building.
The expansion will ensure that Concordia Theological Seminary will remain on the cutting edge of theological education. You can be a part of this exciting project. Click on the link to Concordia on our website, kfuo.org. Dr. Ruthemeyer explains where to go from there.
They could find a wonderful overview of the project on our website, and there's a tab there called Support CTS. And if one looks down under that tab, one would find a library tour of the entire physical facility, both the historic building and the expansion. And then there's a great video clip entitled Library Challenge Grant, about 10 minutes, and it talks through the whole project, including what's been done and what remains to be done, and introduces listeners to the Kramer family of Indianapolis, who have put forth a $2 million challenge grant to help fund the rest of this building, as well as the renovation of the existing building, and bring this project over the finish line.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.